Every once in a while, I'll have one of the school children ask me what kind of music I like listening to, which, you know, I thought was pretty obvious from the homilies I give and the songs that I sing, but I am pretty eclectic in my music taste. I love pretty much everything that's out there, except for a few things, like rap. I just can't get into rap. I don't know why. It just doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't have that musical quality to it. You can see it's not that easy to sing along to, and I don't know, it just doesn't do it for me. The other thing is modern music, like just modern pop music. Like every once in a while, I'll turn on the radio just to hear what's out there. You know, what is it that is on the music scene today? And every single time I turn it on and I'm listening to it, and I'm just like, this, you know, it has that heavy beat and it all sounds the same. It just kind of runs one into the other, and it just doesn't sound like, you know, real music anymore. I've basically turned into an old man, is what has happened. I turn on the radio and I'm just like, these young kids today, they don't know what music is. Back in my day, you know. And with that in mind, our business manager, Brittany Dedamore, has, I think, taken it upon herself to like expose me to the good music that's still coming out. Like every once in a while, she'll come into my office, you know, and I'm busy getting things done, and she'll pull up a YouTube video, and she'll be like, Father, you gotta check out this new song that just came out. And she'll play the song for me, and as per usual, I'll just be like, no, no, not for me, not my kind of music, you know. And every once in a while, though, she'll play one that I'll say that, and then minutes later, I'll find myself humming it. Later, I'm the one pulling up the YouTube video, wanting to listen to it again, and eventually it becomes one of my favorite songs. So every once in a while, she does hit a golden song. And this happened last August when the song Happier came out, written by the DJ Marshmello and the band Bastille. Does everyone know the song Happier? Few people? Not that many. Okay, well, that's great. I can talk about it any way I want, and you won't know any different, so that's great. So it was written by a DJ. So he's not the one who's singing or performing the song. And the DJ's name is Marshmello. His name is Marshmello because not very many people know his true identity. He actually wears this mask, is the best way to put it. And it's shaped like a marshmallow on his head. And it has a face on it, but the face has X's for eyes. And it has this really creepy smile on it. So like he's kind of I don't know what to think of Marshmello. He's kind of a weird guy. But he does write good music. And this was one of them, Happier, performed by the band Bastille. What struck me about this song is that it was a little different in its lyrics than most other songs that have come out. It's about a breakup, which is a common thing in music. A guy wants to break up with his girlfriend, and you know that's a very common thing. But in this song, it's a little different because he realizes the relationship's not working. He realizes that even if they've had some good times and there's been some laughs and some joy in the relationship, it's not going to last. It's not going to produce lasting happiness. And he finds that he's not romantically in love with her anymore. But he still cares for her. He still loves her in that sense. He wants her to be happier. And he realizes the only way that she's really going to be happy in life, the only way that she's going to find fulfillment and joy, is if he leaves. That he's holding her back, that he is stopping her from finding that true guy in her life that will actually make her happy. And so this is how the song goes. It goes, lately I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. And then it goes into this kind of like pseudo rap thing, and I can't do that, so we're gonna skip that part. But it's basically him saying exactly that. You know, we've had some great times, we had this great flame, it was this passionate thing, but we also had some arguments, and we also had some things that didn't go so well. And then he gets to the breakup part, and it goes like this. This is the refrain. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. He still loves her. He wants her to be happy. And he knows that means he's got to go. Now, I am not saying that Jesus is breaking up with us today. That is not what I'm going for here. That is not the connection I'm trying to make. But I do think the lyrics of the song do speak to what the ascension is about. You can almost see it in the readings today. We had the first reading and in the gospel highlighting Christ leaving us to go back to the Father. And at some level, you have to think that he didn't want to go. He has spent all these years with us and has forged these friendships. He has these apostles that he has been with throughout the whole thing, and they've experienced great joys and sorrows together. There's a bond of friendship there that can't be denied. And so you can almost hear Christ saying this. You know, he's getting ready to go, and he's like, then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, because this just don't feel right to me. But then he explains to them that he has to go. He has to leave because there's something better coming, that the Holy Spirit is going to come down upon them and fill them with godly presence. And so the next line even works as well, but he's just like, I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. I have to leave. What? Why? I question that. Why does he have to leave? If he's God, right, he can do whatever he wants. Why couldn't Christ have just stuck around and also sent us the Holy Spirit? Why couldn't we have had the best of both worlds? Well, let's play that out for a moment. Let's just assume for a moment that actually happened, that Christ decided, I don't want to go. And I want you to have the Holy Spirit. Let's just assume we can have both. And so let's say Christ decided to stay. Well, first of all, we know that he wouldn't have died eventually. He already did that. He died once, and he conquered death for all time. He will not die again. He cannot die again. Death has been destroyed. And so if he decided to stay with us, if he didn't ascend to the Father, he would essentially live forever. He would actually be able to live on this planet forever. And you can imagine, if there was a guy that could do that, a guy that actually conquered death and was going to live indefinitely, they would have made him a king. They would have seen this guy that was curing the sick and performing these miracles, these mighty deeds that could also not die. And he would have set up this kingship in Jerusalem. He would have set up his kingdom there. And it would have continued on. And so you can almost even imagine today, 2,000 years later, he still would have been there. That we would grow up knowing that Jesus lived in Jerusalem as a king, and he had a kingdom there, and people would flock to him. There'd be a line from Jerusalem, the holy city, all the way up to Galilee, where people would be waiting to meet this man and to hear his wise words and to be healed by his presence. And this would be our reality. We would grow up knowing this. And it would be wonderful. But we wouldn't need faith anymore. Suddenly, the incarnate Christ physically being with us, it just becomes another force of nature almost. He dwells on this plane of existence, and so he's almost just another scientific fact, another bit of history for us to learn about. It'd be the same as knowing, you know, the sun is going to rise tomorrow. It would just be another thing that we had to know. The incarnation is a wonderful, beautiful thing. The fact that we celebrate Christmas, that God became man, the reason we celebrate Easter and the resurrection, it's all because God became one of us, physically one of us. But if that's where it ended, that he just remained a physical reality in our world, then we would be the ones lacking something, because suddenly our reality, our salvation, our everything would be based in this world, our physical reality. We would be stuck here. And Christ wanted more for us. He wanted us to be able to transcend this reality. He didn't want us to just be stuck here with a king in Jerusalem. He wanted us to be happier. And so his leaving this world was a reminder to us that we were not meant for this world. We are pilgrims on a journey. This is not our home. And furthermore, he wanted to send us a bit of himself, a bit of the Holy Spirit that would dwell within us to remind us of this fact, that we would have faith, we would have hope in something beyond, we would have true and lasting love of a God who gives us everything, that we could be happier. And you can see him saying this, I want to raise your spirits. I want to raise you up, that you're not stuck down here. I want to see you smile. But for that to happen, he had to leave us. And so today is a day of rejoicing, even though we miss him. Even though it would have been great to meet him in person. But now we have something even better. We have the Holy Spirit. Next week we celebrate Pentecost. It's the fulfillment of what happens today. We recognize that in this one day we will see Christ and all will be fulfilled. Lately I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.